Democrat Party is in shambles. Regardless of what the mainstream media tries to manipulate us to think, the socialist, leftist side of their party has taken control. They call themselves democratic socialists, but that term is an oxymoron. Socialism is an authoritarian form of government, and it must never be allowed to overthrow our freedoms here in America. But that doesn't mean we have to settle for the Republican Party's own form of authoritarianism, an elitism that's been steadily growing over the last several decades. The reality is that the Republican leadership has developed into a ruling class culture, a culture that has more in common with globalists and multinational corporations than it does the American people. When the leadership in both parties ignore the welfare and will of the people, when they support open borders and sabotage efforts to slow down massive culture-changing, wage-lowering immigration, when they continue to ship our jobs, industries, and wealth overseas, regardless of the consequences to the middle class, it's no longer a representative government. When the government itself refuses to prosecute ruling class politicians and plots to overthrow a duly elected president that does represent our best interests, that's authoritarianism. Just replacing Democrat authoritarianism with Republican authoritarianism is not the answer. Creating or supporting a third party is not the answer either. Our elitist leadership would pray that we fractionalize ourselves like that. There's only one answer that'll work. There's only one answer that can peacefully protect the freedoms our founding fathers gave us. We, the people, have to take back the Republican Party from the ruling class politicians that now control it. If we save the GOP, we save America. Freedom is a powerful thing. For the first 5,100 years of mankind's existence, humanity plodded along under different types of authoritarian rule. We stumbled along through plagues, wars, dynasties, dark ages, and famines, and suffered through civil wars, revolutions, and uprisings. Cultures have come and cultures have been lost. Knowledge was attained, and then many times banned by rulers who didn't want the facts to get in the way of their agendas. And then something incredible happened in the last quarter of the 18th century. It started with yet another bloody revolution against yet another tyrannical king, but this one time, for the first time, the victorious rebels chose to do something different. Instead of giving government power over the people, they came up with a system that gave the people power over their government. They declared that a ruling class could never be trusted, and that the only way to prevent tyranny was to give the people control over their representatives. That simple idea changed the world. Those freedoms inspired innovation and progress that increased the standard of living for every human being on the planet. It created the most generous country in history, a country that has accepted more refugees and migrants than any other, a country that has given more financial aid than any other, a country that has repeatedly been willing to spill its own blood to give others the same freedoms that we enjoy. Freedom from tyranny and authoritarianism has improved the human condition beyond measure, but it could go away in a heartbeat. We have to take back the GOP from the self-appointed ruling class. The populist movement on the Democrat side is authoritarian socialism. The ruling class of both parties is authoritarian. Our only choice, our only hope, is to retake the GOP for the people. And I mean all of us, all races, all genders, all income levels. Whether you're a freedom-loving libertarian, a disenfranchised Democrat, or a frustrated Republican, we need to reinforce the populist side of the Republican Party and take control. If we save the GOP, we save America. The ruling class controlling Washington is well-funded and powerful. They have the media, and they have Hollywood. To defeat them, we have to work together. We have to fight them in the primary elections and replace ruling class office holders with candidates that believe in the Constitution and the rule of law. To do that, we have to organize. We must establish a system that can track and identify ruling class politicians without the filter and bias of the media. We have to build a massive war chest with enough funding to legitimately affect numerous national primary elections. We need to consolidate our massive numbers to become a credible voting bloc that all politicians will be forced to respect. The American people must come together and form our country's first political union. Like any union, every member will pay nominal dues, helping build a massive war chest. Every member will have access to a deep dive political research archive, something that will accurately record a politician's actions and behavior, because around election time, everybody starts sounding the same, and you can't trust the media to set the record straight. And via a private social media network, every member should be able to participate in the national discussion, have their voice heard, and contribute to the decision about which candidates are worthy of our support and which ones need to go. Our goal, to put it simply, should be to take back the Republican Party for we the people. If we save the GOP, we save America. This political union is now a reality. The primary, the Ruling Class Political Action Committee, or PRC PAC, is a registered PAC with the Federal Elections Commission. Operating as a political union, we have an entire infrastructure devoted to leading, educating, and training our membership. Many members will support us passively. Others will want to get involved with rallies and recruiting. And for those that feel called to put in significant part-time or full-time effort, we have paid positions available. We've laid the infrastructure to accommodate massive growth, and we need everyone's help. Make no mistake, the fight we are engaged in is not about any particular set of issues. It is about the very foundation of what our government will be. Our founding fathers specifically prohibited a ruling class from running our government. We elected Donald Trump as our champion against them. But if we don't rise up and support him, if we don't remove from office those that would undermine him, it'll all be for naught. The final sentence of the Declaration of Independence is a promise among the signers to mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And many of them and their fellow patriots did in fact sacrifice their lives and fortunes in service to our country. We're not asking that you do near as much, but we are asking that you do something. We are asking you to take a stand. We are asking you to take an intelligent, nonviolent approach to saving our country before it's too late.